Magic 95.9, you are now tuned into the B-Side with me, Siv Jones. And right now, I have my very special guest on the line, calling all the way from California, Miss Shalice Simpson, creator of the Female Hip Hop Honor Awards and founder of UndergroundGirlsOfHipHop.com. Welcome, Shalice. I'm so excited to talk to you.
Yes, ma'am. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning. First of all, I just have to say thank you so much for representing for the women.
Yes, I love the ladies. It's nothing about it. I love more than empowering women, you know, giving them a platform to shine.
Now, you yourself at one point was handling that microphone. Tell me a little bit about your start.
Yes. I started rapping when I was like 11 years old. We're not going to say how many years that was.
Okay.
I started rapping at a very young age, and music has always been my passion, writing, expressing myself through music. It was my therapy. I like to say that hip-hop saved my life.
Fast forward, you are the creator of UndergroundGirlsOfHipHop.com. Tell me, how did that website come about?
Well, how I came up with that is because I love to read blogs and everything like everyone else. But I was like, wow, we're not really represented, and there's a lot of nice women out here. I listen to them. I go digging for them, and I'm like, wow, but I don't see them on a platform. You always see guys, you know, in interviews, and they say, well, there's not no women out here. You know, they're asking about female hip-hop. And then when they took the category away for I was so disappointed.
Right.
I said, no, there are women out here. You're just not listening. There are not women out here that's willing to be flexible with their sexuality. It's not women out here that's willing to talk about the nothing. They're talking about their everyday struggles, and you need to know about this. And a lot of times you have this stigma on women in hip-hop, like such as the Shaunas and Trinas, and why they're not here anymore because they're this and because they're that. No, because they have real lives. Some of them are single mothers. Some of them are struggling. Some of them didn't get the checks like they were supposed to and had to go back to work. Those are the stories that they don't want you to know.
Right.
Those are the stories that I'm going to let you know.
Okay.
These women are strong women, and they're out here working hard, and they're trying to survive. And a lot of times when the record label don't want to put you out, or a promoter don't want to put you on the show, you still have mouths to feed.
All right, being that you are a woman that is making sure that the female voice in hip-hop culture is not silent, I kind of feel that the end of 2014 in 2015 will be the reign of the female MCs again. What are some of your predictions? Are you feeling that as well?
Funny that you say that, because I was just having that conversation where I definitely feel it. I felt it for the last couple of years. I said we're on our way. Women are making more powerful moves as far as their independence in music. They're doing their own videos. They're dropping it. They're no longer trying to find that male-dominated clique and be a part of. They're creating their own.
Yes.
And because of that, I know that they're going to boom this year, and it's a platform for them. And then second, then I love this sisterhood of this
Sisterhood of Hip Hop.
Yes.
I love it. I love it too. I love it too. I think it's
I'm
yes.
so glad that they're putting that the female that's in music, you know, in
right.
front. So I love that, and I think that that's going to be a great, great platform, along with, of course, Underground Girls of Hip Hop and the Female Hip Hop Honors. We continue to work, and I think things like that that just add to it.
Absolutely,
so,
absolutely.
I love it.
Okay, this is your third year. This is baby number three for the female. Yes, for the Female Hip Hop Honors, and you're going to be honoring some women who definitely paved the way for women in hip hop. Oaktown 357. You got the Brat. Charlie Baltimore. First, how do you come up, or how do you decide who gets to be honored?
Well, I'm so glad you asked that, because there's so many women that we want to honor, and so many women that we, that's why I'm going to continue. I don't care what outcomes are, I have to continue, because there's so many women out there that I do want to honor. But what we do is we sit back and we think about, you know, the categories that we have, and a lot of times it comes down to availability, what we want to see from the show that year. But like when I chose Sparky D, Sparky D is a woman that I felt that people needed to see. She was like one of the first, not the first, but one of the first female MCs that started out back in the day, and she's come a long way. I don't want to tell her story. I want her to tell her story, mm-hmm. but she's come such a long way and such a struggle, and I feel that it's time where we are in the state of female hip-hop that they start to recognize her, and they know who she is, and they know the history, and they know, because it's a lot of young girls out there that don't never heard of a Sparky D. You got to know your history here. You have to go back.
Yeah.
Because this is one of the first battle MCs. As far as the Brat, you know, knowing what she's just gone through, and, you know, her, of course, she's a lyricist. And for me to discover that she hasn't won a Grammy of her own, I just could not believe that. And I said, I have to honor her this year as well.
Absolutely.
And Oaktown 357, hey, they started the dance thing for me.
Yes, they did.
You know,
give us a little bit of the lineup, or what can we expect during the award show?
Oh, wow. The show is truly exciting. We have The Hustle, which is a.k.a. Music Soul Child, doing a tribute. We have Sammy coming out, who also is tributing to the women. Lola Monroe. We also have Saya, who's on Sisterhood of Hip Hop, who's doing, oh, my God, Rodney Perry and Melanie Camacho will be hosting the show, so it's going to be hilarious. It's going to be a constant motion of the show. We have a lot of surprises that I can't tell you right now.
Okay.
I mean, we have a lot of tributes throughout the night. We just have back-to-back tributes. Oh, Jocelyn. I know a lot of people's like, why did she pick Jocelyn? But she's doing a special performance for the ladies that I think everybody's going to really appreciate.
Speaking of Jocelyn, who is a newbie in the hip hop game, who else, in your opinion, your top three female MCs that we should be on the lookout for?
Oh, my top three MCs that I think you should be on the lookout for, I would say one would be Cockpit Sacree. She's a young MC that's coming out of LA who I think is wonderful. It's so many. Oh my God. Hit me with the top three.
Top three.
Azalea Banks.
Okay.
I love Azalea Banks. I think she's hot. And my third one, I'm having to give it to 3D Natty. 3D Natty.
She's hot.
Oh my God.
I got to agree with you.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I got to give it to. So that would be my top three, just, you know.
Yeah. Oh, Remy Ma being released. What do you think that's going to do for females in the hip hop industry?
When I tell you, I'm so on a high about her being released. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I think it's such a wonderful thing. It's right now, it's up to her.
Yeah.
Whatever strategic move she makes in the game, I think can affect women moving forward. And I hate to put that all on her
mm-hmm.
like that, but she is, just like you said, she's one of the strongest. She's one of the dopest, and I think she's one that people are going to look out for right now.
First of all, thank you so much for taking time out your day for talking with me. And for those who want to get in contact with you or follow your movement, how can they do that?
Oh, of course, you can always email me at UGG@undergroundgirlsofhiphop.com. You can also check me at Underground 109, which is that's my personal email, the Female Hip Hop Honors. That's also our Twitter, Instagram page, and Shalise Simpson. You can get me on Facebook. So, and also UndergroundGirlsOfHipHop.com. You can always log on, catch us right there. And
all right, Shalise, before we get out of here, one more question. What is your hope, your vision for women in the hip hop culture?
Well, my hope is that we can, first of all, unify, because I know a lot of people feel that we don't unify, and I know it appears that way because we all are working so hard, you know, because you have to work two times as hard. But I think if we all come together as one, you become a machine. I like to say, like the Transformers, you know, they come and bring together Optimus One. So,
yeah.
If we all come together, that's one thing that I would love to see. And I would also like to see for our women, because the men are going to do it, our women to step up and start speaking to our community.
Yes.
You know, we all have red bottoms or this and that and the other, but you have single women out here listening to you. You have a woman right now, don't know if she's going to be able to pay her rent next month listening
mm-hmm.
to you. Six-year-old child listening to you. Just talk to them.
Yeah.
Talk to them and encourage them and motivate them and empower them. That's what I would hope for women in hip-hop.
You've been listening to The B-Side with me, Siv Jones, right here on MagicBaltimore.com. For more information on Shalise Simpson, hit her up at UndergroundGirls.com.